thrash metal.
Yeah, now this is a music that has changed my life. I don't think there was ever a music that has had an impact on my life like thrash metal has. And I'll just go back and tell you about myself, how I got into music. Ever since I was little, you know, I loved Kiss. You know, I have an older brother, he's 4 years older, and we always collected music, always listened to music, and, you know, Kiss was just it, man. You know, the explosions, the blood, you know, Ace Frehley and Gene just ruled to me, man. And, you know, I always liked rock music, always. I was a huge Rush fan growing up. I loved Zeppelin, the Beatles, Bob Dylan, T-Rex, just rock music. You know, The Police, Blondie, all of it. And, you know, fifth grade comes around. And I was living in South Pasadena for third and fourth grade. We came back here in the fifth grade. And my brother, you know, he had got his first part-time job at like a Western supermarket, just bagging groceries. So he would take his tip money and he would go to Odyssey Records or Oz Records, then Turtles later, and he would buy records. And I can remember him bringing home, like, you know, Peace of Mind by Iron Maiden. And I was looking at this wicked cover. This is like the coolest thing I had ever seen. And he puts that on there. And Where Eagles Dare, you know, when that needle drops and those drums, I was just blown away. And, you know, that was just my earliest memory of getting into heavy metal music. You know, he brought that record home, Peace of Mind, he brought that home. He brought home Diary of a Madman, Blizzard of Oz, and I just remember just loving this music. Judas Priest, Screaming for Vengeance. I was just blown away by this stuff, man. And, you know, I was into that. I was into stuff like Twisted Sister, like around seventh grade, Stay Hungry. That album rules, man. And, you know, I can remember my brother being a big Wasp fan. And I liked them. I didn't know all their stuff, you know, then. I just knew, like, you know, what was played, like, on MTV. And, but, I, you know, I liked those songs. And then later, you know, I knew their albums. And Keel, The Right to Rock, that album rules, man. And The Final Frontier, that's a good one. And then 1986 rolls around. And I can remember him bringing home like Rain and Blood on cassette, on LP. I remember he had Master of Puppets on vinyl. And, you know, at that time, you know, in 86, I can remember the Priest album that was out then was Turbo. And, you know, I still do not like that album very much, but I love Somewhere in Time by Iron Maiden. That one still holds up to this day. So at that time, the heaviest I had heard was, like, you know, Ozzy, Sabbath, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden. And I remember him putting that Master of Puppets on the turntable. And I'm telling you, I didn't know what to make of it at first. It was so fast. It was so heavy. I had never heard anything like that in my life. But, you know, I thought that it was addictive because I just kept listening to it over and over again. And same like with Rain and Blood. I mean, I had never, ever in 86 heard anything that fast or that heavy, that brutal. And those still to this day are two of, you know, my favorite thrash records. And, you know, another one that really rules that I remember he had bought on vinyl was Among the Living, Anthrax. Oh, that one's killer too, man. Imitation of Life, Indians, killer. Cotton Amash, that's a great record, great. And so yeah.